השירה על השם בחיי, אז אמרה אלוקי בעודי, ירב עליו שיחי, אנוכי אשמח בהשם. השירה על השם בחיי, אז אמרה אלוקי בעודי, ירב עליו שיחי, אנוכי אשמח בהשם. יתמו יתמו חטאי מן הארץ, יתמו יתמו חטאי מן הארץ, רשעים עוד אינם, ברכי נפשי את השם, הללויה. יתמו יתמו חטאי מן הארץ, יתמו יתמו חטאי מן הארץ, רשעים עוד אינם, ברכי נפשי את השם, הללויה.
מתוך רבש, מהו השיעור של תשובה? אם האדם מאמין בגדלות וחשיבות הקדוש ברוך הוא, ומאמין שבזה שמקיים מצוותיו יתברך יש הנאה להבורא, כי הוא משמש אותו. וזה נוהג בזמן שהאדם מרגיש שהוא...
This happens when a person is to the creator like a little one toward the greatest in the generation, because there's a law in nature that the little one annuls before the bigger one. So even the smallest service he does to the Creator, believing that everything comes from the Creator, that everything is guided from above, he is happy and satisfied in that even for the shortest time he can serve the King, and this is called right wholeness and truth. Again, from Rabash, what is the measure of their repentance, tshuva? If a person believes in the greatness and importance of the Creator and believes that by keeping His commandments there is pleasure to the Creator because He is serving Him, and this applies when a person feels that he is toward the Creator like a little one toward the greatest in the generation, because there's a law in nature that the little one annuls before the greater one, and even the smallest service he does to the Creator, he believes that everything comes from the Creator, everything is guided from above, and he is happy and content that even for the shortest time he can serve the King. And this is called right wholeness and truth. A workshop question. Every friend shares with the ten what he does in order to see that all the bad and the good come from the Creator in order to promote us to the goal, which is the revelation of the Creator. So again, a workshop question. Every friend shares with the ten what he does in order to see that everything, the bad and the good, come from the Creator in order to promote us to the goal, which is the revelation of the Creator.
שוב, השאלה לסדנה.
Again, the question. Every friend shares with the ten what he does in order to see that all the bad and the good come from the Creator in order to promote us to the goal, which is the revelation of the Creator.
אנחנו בהכנה לשיעור זוהר, ויש לנו שאלה פה לסדנה, שהשאלה היא...
So we have a workshop question, which is every friend shares with the ten what he does in order to see that the bad and the good come from the Creator, so we can reach His revelation. So when we talk about the bad and the good, and about all of our states, personal and general, we're talking about the help required from the friends, about our partnership, about how we are together and are building this common place of work, that only from it we'll be able to see things correctly and respond correctly. Here begins the real work. We're bad and good connect, and we get strength from this, above all the contradictions.
I think
that over time the Creator teaches us that He is working in the group, in society. We should attribute everything to Him. And everything is through the ten, through the group. We run into it on a day-to-day basis, where we understand that without the ten, without the power of the Creator working there, we wouldn't be able to do them. The dependency becomes clearer toward the friends. Yes, Moti said it correctly. Over time, a person overcomes, gets used to it, and feels, given the lesson and the preparation for the lesson, that even though to get used to everything coming from the root, that it all stems from there is nothing else besides Him. Behind everything in this world, we should try to do everything that the ten does and connect ourselves to all those things, the ten and the whole group. So this is the place that reminds us to see every second the Creator working. We should constantly think that everything that happens, the Creator does it. And if we feel that something bad happened, then the Creator sends us this feeling. So He will feel it and remember that there's none else besides Him, in order to give us room for work. So bad and good are in our uncorrected feelings. So if we can connect and feel them, then it won't be bad or good. The more we have a hold of the goal and its importance, then our perception changes toward the goal, that it's everything is toward the goal. And it's all in the ten. To support each other toward the goal, to do what the Kabbalists are saying. If we do that, the light creates the change in us. The Creator didn't give anything bad. He is good and does good, but only we see it this way. Why? Because getting closer and farther from the Creator, if we get worse from far from the Creator, we see it as something bad, and if we get closer, we see it as something good. What do? I show them what is in my heart. I share it with them. We judge it. We discuss it. And we see that the bad and the good come into one state in order to reveal the Creator. First of all, Vadim, congratulations. He just came from the delivery room. Right? He has a baby. So this is always good. I should always thank the Creator. I can't stop smiling when I see you. And we should do what we're doing now, sit with the friends and just, you know, pump into each other's minds that there's none else besides Him and that He's good and does good. And there's nothing else that we need to absorb from people other than this. Just think about it. There's no bad, no good. I'm just the one attributing everything to Him. This is the reality of the ten, that we feel alive in real connection with the Upper One, with the real reality. And a ten like this is this huge force that expands throughout reality. We have this term called absolute love. The Creator tests us every moment, every second, every minute, how attached we are to Him, without giving us anything to the will to receive, how we are attached to Him, and believing that He is good and does good, and that there's none else besides Him. That's it. We should just cling to the Creator as much as we can over the bad states as well in the good states, to love the Creator in every situation, just like He loves us in every situation. The desire is in the group. And the feeling that there's none else besides Him is also in the group. So, as was said here, only the ten, the connection with it, to hold on to it every moment, every second, as much as we can, that's the pipeline that connects us to there's none else besides Him. So congratulations to everyone. L'chaim to everyone. We should be grateful that we can be connected to the method, to the pipeline that gives the world knowledge about the Creator, and that there's none else besides Him. L'chaim.
Shiru lo zamru lo sikhu bechol nifleota Shiru lo zamru lo sikhu bechol nifleota Italelu beshem kodsho Italelu beshem kodsho ישמח למבקשי השם ישמח למבקשי השם יתהללו בשם קודשו יתהללו בשם קודשו ישמח למבקשי השם ישמח למבקשי השם